Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think about this as a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Hey everybody, it's Crab Diving Live, barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, US of A. A little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if your ear holes are sucking us in the Eastern Time Zone. If it ain't that time, then perhaps you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network, streaming for you 24-7, or you've downloaded us as a podcast at iTunes, at Stitcher, crabdiving.com. However, you're receiving us on this faithless Friday edition of Crab Diving.
Yay!
We appreciate the blaspheming fuck out of it.
Fuck you!
We're going to be here for the next couple of hours. Bye-bye, spicy!
Bye-bye, stupid!
All kinds of shit going on. Tossing our e-turds at the right.
Toss.
Setting up the e-guillotines.
Yummy!
My name's Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer, and today, if anything, this is a victory for Dippin' Dots, is it not?
Dippin' Dots finally vindicated.
Yes!
Sean Spicer, not a fan.
Right.
I believe.
And he got his, didn't he?
Well, he gave his. He gave his resignation.
Right.
Apparently, we can...
There will be no justice for Dippin' Dots.
I think they had settled that a while ago.
Oh,
but
did they really?
Maybe.
The butt hurt has been resolved.
The way he says okay at the end.
Okay.
Right? God, I know.
You ever thought this little kid? Okay.
No, Alec Baldwin, we get it. Your imagery was great. The way you delivered it was effective. I'm crying.
I like to fight
pants.
Too.
Okay. That guy, I don't know.
I like to eat. I like to have children.
He's more like...
I could just play that one whole right. 38-second clip or whatever.
Alec Baldwin's scarier.
Maybe.
Well, Alec Jones could shoot you after he says that, though. I mean, he has lots of guns, does he not?
Alex, well, who knows? Alec Baldwin doesn't.
Fucking guns.
Why wouldn't he?
He doesn't need it. He doesn't need it.
Why wouldn't he?
If someone had the drop on him, he would just shame them to death with his words. I honestly think
like
Alec
he tried
Baldwin's,
to shame that photographer to death that he threw to the ground.
Oh, did he? Is that what happened?
Didn't he push some?
I don't know.
Didn't he get in a scuffle with a photographer or something and got a little physical?
Jeez. Everybody calm down.
A little punchy, a little slappy maybe.
You got a lot of dickheads in this country. Did you know that?
Definitely slung the F word at him.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Not fuck.
God, hey, Alec, you're an actor. You're an entertainer. You're a brilliant actor. What's with the F word,
really,
dude?
Actor, yeah.
You know better. Apologize to your gay friends right now.
He said he's not homophobic. It's just how he's brought up.
Hey.
Well, I say it too much. I almost don't say that.
No,
well,
you don't.
I do in character. But,
right, but you don't say it like he
well,
said.
Well, right, right, right. But, I wouldn't say the N-word in character, so I need to
right
prioritize things, maybe.
What's with all these characters? We got to get to characters.
That's right. Tweet us during the show if you like, @crabdiving, one word, CRABDIVING. You can also hurl us a message over at our Facebook page, facebook.com/crabdiving, where all
Eat
the fun, day. Intelligent, cool people hang out.
Hey, man.
Leave messages and share shit.
Oh, yes. Lots of memes, lots of GIFs.
Lots of memes and the occasional GIF.
Is it a GIF?
However
is
you
it
pronounce
really?
it.
Oh, God.
Both are acceptable.
Oh, really? In our culture, in our shitty, rapey, murderous, racist culture, either is fine.
It's bi. Right? Okay. We're bi when it comes to that.
We are versatile.
Probably the headline, before we start getting more into the spicy shit, we might as well go right into the headlines, because I'm sure it has to do with a little bit of reorganization going on in the communications department over at the White House.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, deep within the Crab Diving Bunker.
Oh my God.
Pensacola, Florida, Dateline, July the 21st,
July.
2017.
The year of our Lord.
These are your headlines.
July.
I'm animated. I'm alive.
Over.
I've got the fire of human liberty. I'm setting fires everywhere, and humans are turning on everywhere.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, let's remember.
Imagine being his neighbor.
Is all... one clip.
Yeah.
That all these little drops that I play for Alex Jones, except maybe one of them, was 37 seconds of one.
I'm a human, and I'm coming. This is a human. This is what we look like. I like to have children. I'm here. I got a life for it. I'm a pioneer. I'm a pioneer.
I mean, it goes on forever. It was just a spectacular performance.
Right.
Over to the Commie Pinko Liberal
HuffPost. Yes.
the Mooch. A picture of our new communications director.
Yes.
Or the White House, not our.
Nine.
We are our own communications directors.
Who
here.
The fuck is communicating with? Who wants to fucking communicate? Come on.
Anthony Scaramucci.
Nine.
Yo, Anthony.
Hey, go fuck yourself. Anthony.
Who really, it was almost hard to understand him because the tip of his tongue is really flicking against the president's prostate at the same time.
Oh, bleh, bleh.
That he is speaking.
Yes.
Everything that came out of his mouth, you know, everybody loves the president.
Oh, yes.
I met with him in his magnificent apartment. He said he had to like blow a load because of the apartment. Everything you do, dealing with this asshole, all you got to do is flatter him. Oh, look at your drop dead gorgeous wife. Look at the great tits on Melania. That's great, Don. And I love your taste in furniture.
Blech, blech.
And that can't be blamed on Melania. He
quit talking about
he
his
was
taste.
Single when he moved in.
That shithole?
I believe. I might be wrong. But I thought he was single when he moved into that shitty tower apartment and turned it all that horrible gold leafy French provincial looking like Versailles shit.
Yeah, yes. I was hanging out.
You didn't go to Versailles.
Versailles?
The crab diving European tour.
I have been to Versailles.
We did not go to Versailles.
I've been to Versailles, Alabama.
I've been to Versailles, but not with crab diving.
Versailles. I don't know for Versailles. I've been to Versailles.
Versailles, yeah.
Versailles!
Here in America, we ain't pronouncing
and
it
Villarica.
like that F-word French stuff.
You ever been to Rome, Georgia? Which do you prefer? Which Rome?
I haven't, so I guess I can't opine.
Fake news!
But... seeing as how Rome is my favorite city on the planet.
Rome, Georgia is where...
It's the capital of carpet. Rough to beat that one.
It's the capital of carpet. Did you know that? Rome, Georgia.
It is. It's the carpet capital?
It's where carpet comes from. They make it there.
I'm sure it's lovely.
It's so horrible.
Do they have a Colosseum?
No, yes.
Is there a forum? Is there...
Meet me at the Acropolis.
Is there a Circus Maximus?
We'll play skee ball. Yes.
Which is a little disappointing, by the way.
They have a glory holius.
It's kind of a big field. Here.
Circus.
It says, the headline at the HuffPost says, Moochie Mania.
Me Moochie. What? Me Moochie.
His nickname is The Mooch.
Oh, yeah. Fuck you.
And the headline says, "The new here are some things you should probably know about Anthony Scaramucci."
Hey, Scaramucci.
The new White House communications director is now a vocal defender of the president.
Suck my dick!
But he once called Trump another hack politician.
Oh, jeez. Well,
He apologized for even again today.
Oh, jeez.
And joked about how the president brings it up to him all the time. Yuck.
Yes, I'm sure it's hilarious.
The move was reportedly what led to the other big news today, really the bigger news.
Yes.
Sean Spicer handed in his resignation after only 6 months on the job.
That, you know, I think only, the word only is not fair. First of all, this is not a normal administration. And second of all, it seems like he's been on the job 37 years, doesn't it?
It feels like, a century of a Trump administration. It really does.
Because every minute of his press conferences, they're like gold, you know.
It says Spicer isn't alone in his disapproval of Scaramucci. Spicer's deputy, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who is now the press secretary. She is taking over Spicy's role.
Boo.
And White House Chief of Staff Reince Priebus.
Nine.
And even Chief Strategist Steve Bannon have all reportedly opposed Scaramucci being appointed.
Steve Bannon, the Nazi, doesn't like him.
However.
Yes.
Daughter Ivanka.
Ooh, yes.
She's dreamy.
Come on, Schittler.
She went my daughter. I'd be banging her.
Hey, let me ask you something, Schittler. Ugh. Why has Ivanka never done Playboy? Why?
He said that.
Do you think she could?
If she weren't my daughter, I'd probably be dating her.
Who says that? Who even thinks that? I'll tell you who. Our fucking president.
Her husband, Jared Kushner, and apparently Mr. Custom-Made Slippers himself, Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross.
God, fuck you, Wilbur.
All like them some Scaramucci.
Scaramucci.
So they won.
Hey, these guys are all fuck nuts.
They're considered a victory for the Ivanka wing. The Ivanka Jared wing.
Why in the fuck does our... Why do we have a group... Why do we have a ruling family?
Well, right.
What country do we live in?
For a half second, put us in a different universe... And Hillary Clinton won, and at the G20, she asked Chelsea to sit down for her for 10 minutes while she goes tinkle.
Oh, my God. Oh, my fucking God. You know, Chelsea
Let's just imagine that. And Chelsea has a doctorate in international affairs or something like that. Yeah,
to be more fucking appropriate. Right. And she has addressed that, Chelsea, because someone actually brought that up to her. Someone twatted that to her. And you know what she said? My mom would never fucking do that.
Well, right. Yeah.
My mom would never do that. And she wouldn't. I'm so upset. I just, every time I think this.
I'm animated.
I get animated.
Right.
We could add Hillary for president. And that would have been great. Secretary of State, legislator.
We would be bitching and moaning right now about what cunts McConnell and Ryan are being.
Yes.
And
Paul
how
Ryan.
They're not allowing anything to get passed.
Yes.
And we'd be right back where we were. They would have repealed Obamacare for the 30,000th time.
Yeah.
They would agree on that.
Right.
They would be flying out of the House and Senate. Repeal Obamacare, repeal Obamacare. And she would be veto.
And actually, she might, who knows? She might handle these cunts a little differently than Obama. She might be able to get more out of them.
Maybe.
Whatever.
She's not black.
What? Yes, whatever. It would be different than what we have now.
Or Muslim.
Yes. Or Kenyan. Or gay. And she also didn't... They even said Obama sold his ass when he was in college on the corner.
For weed money.
To pay for college books. Not weed money. Come on.
I thought it was weed money.
It's college books.
Oh.
He sucked dicks for textbooks.
Well, I'm okay with either. I mean, whatever you need... Whatever you got to do.
Obama's like, God damn it. I'll buy my own textbooks and I'm not blowing anybody for weed. Thank you. That's what he said.
Maybe just did it for fun.
Right. It's how I unwind. Read me that dick.
Anthony Scaramucci is a 53-year-old Harvard law graduate. Former Goldman Sachs banker.
Well, of course.
Longtime Republican donor, Trump campaign loyalist after a while.
Why don't we just name our country Goldman Sachs? Why don't we do that? Goldman Sachs again.
Scaramucci was previously said to have been tapped for a different role in the administration within the public liaison office. Ooh. He was allegedly very disappointed because he thought he would have a bigger. He would have been offered a bigger role.
God damn it. These guys are fucking assholes. They are getting jobs in the administration.
But the appointment was sidelined in part over potential ethical conflicts.
Well, get in line, motherfucker.
Related to the sale, which had not yet been completed, of Skybridge Capital, his asset management business.
Skybridge.
And they sold it to a Chinese conglomerate.
Oh, of course.
Instead, he took a job as a senior VP and chief strategy officer for U.S. Export-Import Bank.
I mean...
Recently, at the center of a controversy...
Yes.
After CNN, he's the guy that CNN did the story about that they fucked it up and that the right-wingers are now using as... proof that all media is fake because CNN got one story wrong and they fired
the writer,
the reporters, three journalists, but they resigned. They printed a retraction.
Yes.
And Scaramucci even today said they did the right thing. They apologized. I accepted their apology.
God, man.
He said he made it. He almost sounded sane on a couple occasions.
Right.
Because he said, well, you know, I get that occasionally. Stories are going to be gotten wrong.
Yes.
But as long as they're fixed and retracted.
Right.
We're fine with it.
Yeah, yeah. And they're probably trying to be right. They're probably not trying to lie. And by the way, I was just choking on an iced coffee, if anybody gives a shit. By the way, shout out to @DNevin_NY. Thank you, David. He's saying, I heard your Trump imitation so often that it sounds more genuine to me than 45's actual voice.
I apologize.
That's
for
a
that.
Good fucking Trump, man. And you know what? You're missing,
it's not
David.
A good Trump.
You know what you're missing? Because you can't see. He does his thing with his hands.
Well, yeah, I got to get in the character.
Time.
I'm a method actor.
He's
so
a method actor. He's not fucking around. You
if
know?
There was a pussy here, I'd grab it.
Jeez.
Stay out of arm's reach, Kate.
Kate, you better get back in the... Get out of here.
Scaramucci has been on a lot of the cable shows as a defender, as a talking head Trump sucker.
Yummy.
But in August 2015.
Yes.
During the primaries and everything, before they knew that Trump was winning, Scaramucci called Trump just another hack politician on a Fox Business Network segment.
That's not nice.
After Trump criticized hedge fund managers. So he's a hedge fund manager.
Oh, God. I thought we were draining the fucking swamp.
Scaramucci at the time said Trump's criticisms were anti-American and very, very divisive.
Fuck you.
He also predicted Trump would lose the election. Quote, I'll tell you who he's going to be president of. The Queens County Bullies Association. You're an inherited money dude from Queens County. Bring it. This sort of nonsense is going to cause him to eventually implode. Bashing the hedge fund community is right out of the Elizabeth Warren playbook. Are you a Democrat plant for Hillary Clinton and Elizabeth Warren?
God, are these guys all fucking assholes?
Well, again, it's just another bit character from the fucking Sopranos.
Really? And then how is he all of a sudden a big fan of Shitler? How's he sucking him off? Did he have a change of heart? Was he visited by the ghost of Christmas fucking future last
Who?
Night? Scaramucci. All of a sudden he likes
Trump. No,
Trump.
Once Trump started winning.
Oh, okay.
Scaramucci decided he loved him.
These guys are fair weather friends.
When a panelist reacted to Scaramucci's criticism saying she didn't like the way Trump talked about women, he agreed. I don't like the way he talks about women. I don't like the way he talks about our friend Megyn Kelly. He's got a big mouth.
Fuck Megyn Kelly. Santa Claus is black. How do you like that? He's got a big mouth. Does he wear the Scaramucci? Does he wear a nylon jumpsuit with zippers?
In Mitt Romney, 2013, he called Mitt Romney a true statesman for saying that Russia was a legitimate threat to American interests.
Wow. Wow. That makes you a true statesman.
Well, interestingly, more recently, Scaramucci has fallen into line with the president's theories.
It's as if they don't give a shit.
2016, he tweeted, the fact many people still believe climate change is a hoax is disheartening. Although later that year, he tweeted, there are scientists that believe that climate change is not happening.
These guys don't give a fuck about the truth.
It's just like Trump.
Still gives a fuck.
Unabashedly, he will say this paint on that wall is gray. And then 5 minutes later, he'll say, that paint is pink.
And you know what? Part of me wants to say to that, give me the red pill. Put me in the Matrix. You know what I mean? Send me to the Bahamas in my brain. I don't care. And this is nuts.
In February, during a wave of bomb threats against Jewish community centers and day schools across the country, Trump floated an unfounded theory that the threats may have been committed to make others look bad. Remember that one?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's probably the Democrats who are trying to make us Jew haters look bad.
They're trying to make the anti-Semitic folk look bad.
That same day, Scaramucci insinuated in a tweet that the Democrats may have been behind the threats.
Right. That is a
false flag.
Yeah. Isn't that such a Republican kind of trope? Is it a trope that they think it's unfair of us to marginalize the anti-Semitic community or whatever you want to call them?
How dare you hate us for hating people?
Right. Fuck off.
Well, it's the racism thing. It's racist when you call us racist.
But you're racist.
Makes me feel bad.
You're racist.
I like Ben Carson.
Okay.
And those Negroes that play the basketball that I enjoy.
Let me ask you something. So for you to like black people, they either have to be exceptional at basketball to the level that they're a pro, or they have to be a really prominent brain surgeon.
Well, yeah, the rest of them are all rapists and criminals and drug dealers, Ryan. You heard the NRA video.
Oh, yes. Are you sad that Ben Carson didn't win sometimes?
Well, I think we'd be better off.
Oh, of course.
I mean,
I absolutely.
It would be a hellscape of policy, but we wouldn't have Russian cum in all of our holes right now.
No, but I do think we'd have. I mean, we'd have some amazing. I mean, you have to admit, like,
not
him.
If you're into that.
Cum in all of
our holes. I would prefer not to have Russian cum in all my holes.
I done run out of Russian cum. Go to the market. I got a lot of holes. I mean, the Ben Carson press conferences would just be astounding because he'd have to have a buddy sitting there keeping him awake. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
What'd you see on your computer screen?
Oh, God, you know, it's just so gross.
Yes.
He's so sycophantic now. Boom. It really is nauseating. On Friday, today, Scaramucci said, he's talking about Trump. He's the most competitive person I've ever met.
Fuck you.
I've seen this guy throw a dead spiral through a tire. I've seen him at Madison Square Garden with a top coat on. He's standing in the key and he's hitting foul shots and swishing them. He sinks 3-foot putts. I don't see this guy as a guy that's ever under siege.
Well, he's under.
The president's a winner. And what we're going to do is we're going to do a lot of winning. How does that not sound like a Kim Jong-un press conference?
It sounds like people talking about the athletic ability of some tyrant. They're trying to suck him off.
That's creepy as fuck.
It's really creepy.
In fact, there's an article.
Yeah.
Today's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us. We're going to let the atheism dangle out a little bit more.
Thank you, Jesus, for today. All this garbage. Jesus, hey, why did you allow Trump to get elected? Don't ignore my question, God damn it. Why? Why would God let this happen? What is his fucking problem?
It's because of butt fucking. And,
are you telling me?
And that's beaver bumping.
Scissoring.
Yeah.
Scissoring.
Sure.
Man-on-man sex.
Yep.
Created Schittler, okay?
And apparently that we're not worshiping Trump. Because
some
of these guys are like, God's angry with us because we're not falling in line behind our creepy great leader.
Blowing the little tyrant.
It's really terrifying.
It really fucking is.
That is, to me, the most terrifying aspect of all of this is the humans, and I'm putting quotes around that, who
they aren't human.
Are so fervent Trump supporters that they just don't care. And they want to get rid of our democracy. Purport to be all constitutional and shit. Trump would love to rip up that fucking constitution. The Mercers, the Kochs, all of these fuck lords that are out there.
Last week they were cum lords.
Trying to get
I like cum lords.
Trying to get the trying to get the their horrible agenda passed.
Yes. Horrible. It sucks.
One of their main agenda items is a constitutional convention so they can ass fuck the current one that we have.
No more ass fucking.
And leave it bleeding on the side of the road.
No.
So that it helps them, takes votes away from people.
Fuck this. That's what that voter fraud commission's about, right? Just fucking our constitution.
Exactly.
They want to create voter ID laws.
How can we keep the Democrats from voting and take over? Because they know their message is not popular.
Fuck you.
We're going to take healthcare away from everybody. Ain't a real popular message. We're going to, I would love, I'm speaking as Eddie Munster right now.
Right.
From Wisconsin.
Paul Ryan.
Our Speaker of the House. I would love to get rid of Social Security and Medicare and Medicaid.
Hey, Paul.
Get rid of.
Then what, everybody that's on it, what do you want them to do? Bleed out in the
gutter? Well, they can work.
Let them eat cake. Let them boil in their own fucking pudding. Fuck you.
It's eugenics.
Hey, I tell you.
It's economic eugenics. I mean, they starve the poor. Get rid of them.
And you know, the problem is, I did comedy last night, and I said, so I asked, they're like 22, 23 years old, these white kids. And I said, you guys give a shit about this Russia stuff? And they said this, no, people do corrupt stuff all the time. Mm. They didn't even care. People think.
Well, that's Trump supporters.
This
too.
Is fucking normal.
There was I saw an interview with some Trump supporters, and one of them literally said,
"Yes,
this is one of the crazier ones." But he literally said, "Kind of that," and that. Well, everybody's corrupt.
Yes,
and basically, even if he cheated to win, I don't care.
But
if they cheated to win, I don't care because they're doing what I want. They're the ones I wanted to win. So if they cheated, I don't care.
Even if the cheating is treasonous.
I don't care. It's not treasonous because they're making America great again by kicking out all the brown people.
Even if he colluded with a foreign power to bring down his opponent.
Collusion's not against the law. First, no, wait. No, they didn't. There was no contact with Russia's.
Oh, that was shit tons.
Okay. Well, there was some contact with Russians, but they didn't talk about anything. Okay. Well, maybe they did talk about anything, but collusion's not illegal. And now they're getting to the point where, fuck yeah, we colluded. Suck my dick. What are you going to do about it?
I don't know.
And that's where they're at.
Right. I don't know what we're going to do about it because it's not even. I mean, that's scary what you just say because now you're saying that. The right, they acknowledge that this shit went on. And they're also acknowledging that they don't give a fuck.
Well, this stuff that came out yesterday, this interview, you know, where Trump was like, I wouldn't have hired Jeff Bosesh if I would have known that he wasn't going to just bow down to me. What the fuck? The shit also about Mueller. He better not look into my finances.
Ooh, yes.
That's a red line.
Damn.
A veiled threat, some are saying, that this is a veiled threat of against Mueller and firing Mueller, and that he was, that today it comes out that he was allegedly sniffing around about, who can I pardon? Can I pardon everybody and myself is allegedly one of the questions, which I don't have that big of a, innocent, we talked about this offline.
Yes.
I don't care. That would naturally be the process. I'm not outraged by a guilty man thinking, oh my God, can I pardon myself? That would have been predicted.
It's logical.
Wanting to do that, yeah.
You're finding solace, comfort in that Schindler's being logical. Well, right? Is that you mean?
I mean, in a rare moment of...
Yeah.
Honesty.
That's the silver lining, I guess, to this shitstorm. I mean, at least...
Well, yeah, imagine if... We've said this before. Imagine if Trump had been smarter. I mean, arguably, if he had been smarter, Putin wouldn't have gotten balls deep inside of him in the first place.
Balls deep, baby.
But who knows? If Trump were... more insidious and manipulative.
Yes.
And was kind of using Putin as much as Putin's using him. we could be really, really fucked.
Do you think but that's the case?
No, they're so stupid.
Do you think Putin is getting more out of this relationship than Trump?
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? They're laughing. You heard Lavrov in that. Oh, my God. There's an interview going around from MSNBC, Keir Simmons.
That is so fucking funny, dude.
And Lavrov, who is...
Is he secretary of whatever the fuck?
I think he's the foreign minister, the Russian foreign minister.
Holgun!
Was interviewed, and they're just laughing at us. They're just laughing at us. He said, Keir Simmons said, you know, there were these meetings, these unscheduled meetings between Trump and Putin at the G20. Were there any other? We're just finding out about this one meeting. Were there any others? And Lavrov says, oh, well, maybe they went to the bathroom together. Maybe they go tap each other's penises after they finish.
They sword fight. Yeah.
Putin needs extra tap. He still has foreskin.
You know, it's like Russia doesn't. It seems like. Does he really have extra?
Well,
God gave him an extra sack.
He's European. He's not Russian. I mean,
is
not
Putin
German,
circumcised?
Not
Do you
Jewish.
Think somebody. In the CIA, I guarantee fucking to you, somebody knows that. It's an analyst somewhere with a file.
Probably,
he's circumcised.
Somebody probably fucked him, and they probably asked what was the...
Oh, really?
What was it like down there?
God, did we send the CIA agent in there to take one for the team?
Who knows?
I think Putin probably did. Do you think,
I'll do it.
Were the strippers, hookers, what have you, the women that pissed upon Trump, were they in fact KGB operatives?
Oh, probably. probably, sure.
What do you say?
Well, this is the thing. They keep saying that person isn't in the government of Russia or anymore. That's a former foreign agent. And everybody that knows anything about Russia is like, ha, 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 there's no such thing as a former Russian agent. Like Natalia Valentskayevich Koshnikov.
Next!
She... again, I saw today where she's like, I had nothing to do with the Russian government.
Hey, Uncle Vanya.
And Trump is like, well, look, that's what she said. She said she's not in the government, so what do you guys want from me?
It really is bananas.
Our 17 intelligence agencies say probably she is an agent of the Russian government. But because she said it.
But what she said.
Yeah, and she's got great tits.
That's insulting. That's insulting to our intelligence community, right? You're going to take the word over somebody. We don't even know who the fuck that is.
Yeah, that's why the intelligence community is pissed at him. And then the morons say it's the deep state.
Deep. No, it's not the deep state. It's the not stupid state.
It's the not believing the people that are working for you state, working for the country.
It's the intelligent state.
Right. They don't work for you. That's the problem.
Yeah, you're in the dumb state.
The problem is he thinks everybody suddenly works for Trump Enterprises when he became president.
Yeah, we're not Trump states.
All the way
dumbass.
On down that everybody involved in government now answers to me. And that's just not the case.
It's not dickhead. It's not Russia. Do you think that Russian guy, what's his name? Kalashnikov? What's his name?
Lavrov.
Lavrov. Do you think Lavrov is like, hello, agent, I have a mission for you. You will be peed upon.
Yeah, all you got to do is piss on him.
All you got to do.
I wish I could go. I wish I could go.
Could you imagine?
I'd love to piss in his mouth.
Listen, there's nothing to this mission. I just need to drink a shit ton of water, and at the right time, you got to pee on the guy. Bam, you're done. Mm-hmm. I think it's a
No asparagus.
Or asparagus. You don't know.
I don't know what he's into.
You don't know that scene.
That's the headline over at the HuffPo is Spicy's gone. Scaramucci is a craven.
Oh yes,
butt sucker of Trump.
Please.
It's really. It was so gross to listen to. He's a used car salesman. I mean, that's what he is. And in fact,
our president,
Velshin Rule. Stephanie Ruhle, I guess, was getting some shit on the Twitter because she came back a little while later and she's like, I'm getting shit on Twitter. And they're saying I'm defending him. I'm not defending him. She's saying that the people who are saying he's unqualified for the job, she disagrees with because she says his whole career has been selling people and marketing. communications director. Yes, this is one of the few times it might make sense. She says, she said, I'm not defending him. She said, a great used car salesman was the same. They sell a lot of cars. I'm not saying they're good people.
Trump didn't hire a wedding planner out of the blue that, you know, that he knows.
Here you go.
Strap
in.
Is this Scaramucci?
Yeah. Put on some, like you're going to a Gallagher concert.
Oh, yes. What do you mean?
Put plastic all over yourselves because all the jizz that's going to be flying what a great leader
Gallagher
Trump is.
Gallagher works in like watermelons, tomatoes, cantaloupes. Yeah. I don't know if he's graduated to jizz yet.
He's like a right-wing asshole, isn't he? Didn't we do a story about him not too long ago? He said something horrible about a bomb or something.
Gallagher.
Here's a little bit of Anthony.
Fuck you, Gallagher. You break melons.
Here's a little bit of Anthony Scaramucci.
Scaramucci.
Today. Ugh.
Here's what I tell you about the president. He's the most competitive person I've ever met. Okay, I've seen this guy throw a dead spiral through a tire. I've seen him at Madison Square Garden with a top coat on. He's standing in the key and he's hitting foul shots and swishing them. Okay, he sinks 3-foot putts. I don't see this guy as a guy that's ever under siege. This is a very, very competitive person. Obviously, there's a lot of incoming that comes into the White House, but the president's a winner. Okay, and what we're going to do is we're going to do a lot of winning.
Ugh.
What we're going to do is do a lot of winning.
It's really a late night local car ad of a presidency.
Were you adding those spurts in or was he doing? I didn't do anything. It seems like he would be squirting.
Who knows? Yeah. I don't know what's going
on
behind the podium.
We're going to do a lot of winning. Did you know that?
We're going to do more winning.
More winning. More.
And that's what they're saying is that, you know, that this is the best administration ever. It's just the messaging. Somehow we lost touch with you guys, and we just want to make sure that we get out there because I know that the country loves the president. He said shit like this. I know. I'm out there. I know that everybody loves this president. The country loves him.
I just don't know.
Like, where are you? Who are you talking to?
It's got
to
be racism. It's got to be sexism because if, God forbid, there was a taint, the slightest taint of this, on Hillary Clinton, get the fuck out of here.
It's
sexism, right? It's sexism. They hate women. And
all the
above. Because we just had a black president. They want to wash that away. Oh, it's so depressing.
Let's see what the drudge is dredging.
Oh, God. I fucking knows. I don't know. What, do you think they're for this? Were they
maybe.
Spicy fans,
you know, sometimes drudge confuses me because...
I'm confused.
The head, first of all, there's two things disturbing,
right?
Well, the main disturbing thing is that I look at the headline and right, the second headline,
yes,
is a picture of shirtless Justin Bieber outside.
What the fuck?
And they're talking about Bieber being banned from China. The Chinese said he can't perform there. There's no need.
Fucking cares.
There's no need for
fuck you, Bieber.
Shirtless Bieber picture on Drudge. Who do they think is? What demo?
Mike Pence.
Do they think? Well, yeah,
he
Hastert.
Loves a shirtless
Denny
Bieber.
Hastert from prison is checking out the Drudge.
Does Denny Hastert still wrestle, or is that wheelchair he's in kind of prevent him? Is he still wrestling?
Is he in a wheelchair?
I thought he was. They wheeled him into a place for the latest hearing. He was
that.
At.
Yeah, but was that, you know,
what?
Don't sentence me to a lot of prison because I'm in a wheelchair. Was that
probably
I'm blind like Bill Cosby?
Shit.
Not that he's not.
God, I was having a conversation with some dickheads about Bill Cosby. I just kind of shut. I was listening. They're like, yeah, but whatever. Bill Cosby's so funny.
Oh, my God.
And
I said,
he's a serial rapist. He's a serial rapist. He's been getting away with rape since the 70s. He's funny.
And by the way,
is he?
Fuck him. He called Eddie Murphy to tell him to stop swearing.
Oh, I'm sorry. That act he does where his lips
and Chris
numb
Rock
at the fucking dentist. That's supposed to.
I mean, he was funny. He was funny in a folksy, non-swearing way. I tend to find Eddie Murphy and Chris Rock a lot funnier. Dave Chappelle, because they're real and they say the F word and they say bad words and shit.
Watch a Doug Stanhope special and then watch a Bill Cosby special. You tell me who's funnier. And the bonus is Doug Stanhope doesn't rape anybody. What do you think about that?
Fuck him. Fuck Bill Cosby.
Bill Cosby's funny. God, you guys.
So the headline at the Drudge Report says, all spiced out.
Yay. And no place to go.
Sean Spicer resigns as White House secretary. It leads to the New York Times.
Bye-bye. I'm surprised. I'm surprised it was this long. His reign as the speaker.
Oh, yeah.
On the mic. He's going to do stand-up now, right? You think? Or what is he going to do?
I hope he sits down with Mueller.
Oh, yes.
And tells everything and anything he knows, if he knows anything.
He knows. He didn't know anything.
I think he was a little on the outside because he was a Priebus buddy.
They just kept him in a little
box. He was the RNC, the head of communications for the RNC. Yeah. I mean, everybody, he was beloved.
Right.
Everybody kind of liked Spicy.
Yeah.
And now, you know.
All of a sudden, he's the butt of every joke on fucking Saturday Night Live. Oh, God. That sucks.
Justin Bieber banned from China in order to, quote, purify the nation.
Can we ban him? Hey, can we do that? I like that China policy.
What's going on over here at the Telegraph?
Hello.
This is the telegraph.co.uk.
Fuck you!
And it's this is the link from the Drudge Report. And it says, Canadian pipsqueak.
Wow.
Justin Bieber.
You guys are assholes.
Man, they open right up
fuck him. He's a pipsqueak. He's a dick.
But what has he done recently? I don't know. Has he done anything like really shitty recently?
I don't know.
I don't think
probably.
So. I mean, aside from showing his dick on the internet and stuff.
You think he's nice? He's not real.
No, he's a diaper load. But sure I mean, he hasn't drunk driven and he hasn't pissed in a bucket. He hasn't done anything.
Right.
I'm not saying he's a good person. I'm sure he's an ass fuck. But
get tabs on Justin Bieber's whereabouts and movements.
But he hasn't done anything like,
fax them to me.
Against civilization or untoward that
we
know
he has.
Of.
Are you
recently?
God, all that music. All that music.
Oh, how dare you? Who cares?
On civilization.
This is the worst music out there.
Oh, God. We can all still listen before our sense of hearing is fucking burnt out by the sun, or however that fucking works. We got to listen to this shit.
Canadian pipsqueak Justin Bieber may have successfully turned around his reputation by staying out of the headlines and converting millions of cynical pop fans by releasing uncomfortably decent music.
Freedom!
But his good behavior, with an IOUR...
Are you Scottish?
Yeah.
I love it.
Hasn't yet worked on the Chinese government, who have banned the star from performing in the country.
Ah, haggis!
When a Chinese Bieber fan contacted the Beijing Municipal Bureau of Culture, doesn't that sound fun?
Why would Bieber be calling a bureau anybody's Bureau of Culture? Unless it's like a test for, the clap.
A Bieber fan asked them why Biebs hasn't been around for a few years.
Why?
Bieber, they responded with, Justin Bieber is a gifted singer, but is also a controversial young foreign singer. In order to maintain order in the Chinese market and purify the Chinese performance environment.
That sounds fucked
up. It is not suitable to bring in badly behaved entertainers. We hope that as Justin Bieber matures, he can continue to improve his own words and actions and truly become a singer beloved by the public.
Oh my God. That's mental illness.
But how many, it's Faithless Friday. How many Christo fucks here in the United States would love to do the same thing?
Oh,
to
all of them.
Every rapper that's out there.
All of
to
them.
To every performer that Katy Perry that whore. And Miley Cyrus, used to be a good God-fearing girl, but now she's a fucking druggy slut.
What if the thing that happened with the Dixie Chicks, what if that happened in today's environment? In the Schittler environment?
Well, it does, but the world agrees with it. I mean.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
the world agreed with the Dixie Chicks back
true.
When it happened, but not America. I'm just saying in Trump's conservative... fuck not America. I think they might find themselves in a more hostile country.
Yeah. Who knows?
Yeah.
There are still people that hate the Dixie Chicks and they can't.
Really?
But you, I see it in the comments and then you can't. And then you explain to them, what about Ted Nugent? What about Kid Rock?
Yes.
What about all these fucks that shit on Obama and said horrible, nasty things about Obama? Well, but they're right.
But God.
He was Kenyan. He's not American. He wasn't printed in the first place.
All the Dixie chicks said they weren't proud of their president, right? Something like that.
They're embarrassed that he's from Texas.
Right. Now, I believe Ted Nugent about Obama said stuff like, I mean,
subhuman mongrel.
Blatantly racist.
Subhuman mongrel.
They did not dehumanize the president. All they said, they were embarrassed of him. Nobody was a mongrel.
There's nothing left for me to figure out. I've paid a price, and I'll keep paying.
This is fuck you country music.
Yeah.
I'm not ready to make nice. This is when country music was trying to be nice to them again and be like, oh, you guys were kind of right after that whole Iraq war.
Yeah, fuck you.
And they're like, fuck it. Fuck you. You burned our CDs, you asshole.
CD burning. That's so bad for the fucking environment.
Yeah, right.
It really is. You know what? CDs made of metal and plastic.
God, I really thought that was the low point in our culture.
No, apparently not.
And then we got all hopey and changey. And I thought, wow. Maybe things are getting better in this country.
Dude, everybody's shocked. Weren't you shocked when Schindler won?
Yeah.
I was.
Well, and then what's happened since?
I remember
we
were sitting there and you were doing the fucking math.
Bigger dystopian hellscape than we ever imagined.
Yeah. Yeah.
Kind of.
I remember we were doing that show and watching the primary numbers come in. We were covering the election night live. And I kept asking you, is there
anyone? Wasn't Antoine?
Yeah, my friend Antoine.
Was our guest, yeah.
Yes, and I kept asking you, is there any chance he's going to win? You'd be like, no, no. And then through the night, it just changed. No, no. Then I'd ask you, and then you like fucking you get
Florida,
sideways eyes.
Well, yeah, maybe.
Fuck you, flyover states. I know Russia stole this election. I'm not stupid, but fuck you, flyover states, and fuck you, racists. You're stupid. You're idiots. God.
So,
suck my dick.
Wow. The other reports coming out that were all yeah. So Justin Bieber's banned from China.
No, who cares? Whatever. Like they don't. What are you gonna do in China?
I guess they don't. They haven't been paying attention. He's been squeaky clean for a while.
So he can't do big concerts in fucking China. Now what?
Well, he's doing big concerts in Japan and Malaysia. I mean, he's doing an Asian tour.
Just without China. Is he going to Russia? Is that a little pipsqueak going to Russia?
Telegraph.co.uk.
Hello.
Bieber's bad behavior in the USA, which included an arrest for drunk driving and a strange incident in which he urinated in a janitor's bucket.
A strange incident.
And yelled, fuck Bill Clinton, at a portrait of the former president.
Did he really?
Yeah.
What do you know, Bieber? Fuck Bill Clinton. Shit.
Along with being carried up the Great Wall of China by his bodyguards. Remember that one?
I do. What are you, is he Ariana Grande?
An image of which resulted in bombardment of international mockery.
Ah, that's funny. Great.
A bombardment of international mockery. Bieber was also filmed skateboarding through the streets of Beijing, being pursued by his entourage.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so he was a shithead when he was there before,
I guess. Bag of garbage. You bag of garbage. Fuck you. Fuck you what you do to this culture, too, Bieber.
Bieber joins fellow music acts, including Oasis and Lady Gaga, in being banned from touring.
Wow.
For being unsuitable.
One of those things are not like the other. I'm sorry. Lady Gaga.
They double banned Gaga.
Her music is amazing.
Her music was placed on a government blacklist in 2011 for its vulgar lyrics.
Yeah.
Before the ban was lifted in 2014. Unfortunately, the ban was reinstated less than 2 years later because she met with the Dalai Lama.
Fuck you, China. Because she met with a guy?
Yeah.
Lady Gaga is an amazing artist.
She's
like, her
amazing,
songs are amazing. She can fucking sing. And I'm sorry, Oasis.
She's a writer. I mean, before she was famous as a performer, she wrote a bunch of songs for a bunch of other artists, and that's kind of how she.
Yeah. I mean, I will say Oasis and Bieber are not even in the same ballpark as Lady Gaga. Oasis.
I got to say, Oasis, their earlier stuff was really fucking amazing. I liked Oasis a whole lot. They were a little too. The comparison to the Beatles was a little bit too much, and I think they started to believe it.
No, they said they were like the Beatles.
Well, yeah.
Oasis.
Well, right. But amazing music.
Yeah, a
couple of their albums are fucking amazing.
But yeah, okay, I'm just.
But
saying.
They hate each other. Yeah, so, I mean, there's not a lot. There's no more Oasis.
Right. And Lady Gaga's just
brothers.
My point was, she's just a lot better than both those bands. Justin
Bieber. I concur.
Is a piece of garbage. Can we agree?
You know, I mean, I don't.
Baby.
Well, he was 13 when he wrote that one. How can you diss some of his newer music, Ryan?
Hey, Bieber, when you were a kid, your music sucked really bad. No offense.
Poor Justin.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, dickhead.
Band.
You stupid asshole. Anne Frank would have hated your shit, by the way. Hated it. She would have hated it.
I used to think she would have been a believer.
Is this her? Is this him? Oh, this is Justin Bieber. I know this song.
If I was your boyfriend, I'd never let you go. I could take you places you ain't never been before. Baby, take a chance.
I could take you places where you've never been before.
Before.
you're from Canada.
I could take you places that you've never been before.
You'll never ever know. I got money in my hands that I really like to blow. Swipe on you. Tell him by the fire while we eating fondue.
How can you say his music hasn't improved?
Tell him by the fire while we eat fondue.
But I know about you. Dipping. So say hello to falsetto in 3, 2, 3.
I'd like to be everything you want.
There you go. He's
you know
a
what,
great
man?
Singer.
It's an insult to Neil Young that we. It's an insult to all these legends that people spend any time listening to this shit. It's an insult to Neil Young, to the Stones. It's an insult to CCR.
It's an insult.
It's an insult to Biggie.
Every 70-year-old musician
out
there.
It's an insult to a lot of things. You know what I mean? That he is an insult to art.
To all the surviving saggy old rockers. He's an insult.
He's an insult to art. He is. He is. I got to say, I agree with China on this. I agree with China's policy. Let's adopt it. Let's get this fuck out of here. Until we figure out what the fuck is going on. Let's ban him. Deport
him. What's wrong with Bieber?
He sucks. He's making us.
Let the kids have their shitty music.
No. These kids, they got to learn. They got to learn what to listen to.
Listen to Neil Young.
Yeah. You better listen to fucking Neil Young.
Oh, my God. Okay.
I better see some Crosby, Stills, and Nash on your iPod. You're going to be in trouble.
Yes. God damn.
That better not be Oasis.
We drifted.
Yeah, fuck Trump.
We haven't done this in a long time.
What is that?
Coming in at number 5 in the Billboard Top 100, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, God.
Is
what is this?
I got him. Ed Sheeran.
Isn't the best place to find the lovers at the bar is where I go.
With the Shape of You.
Me and my friends at the table doing shots, tripping fast, and then we talk slow.
Ed Sheeran's really good.
Is he?
Yeah, he's a really good singer-songwriter. His shit's kind of amazing. Like that, okay. Yeah.
The Shape of You. Okay.
I approve of Ed Sheeran.
Put that body on me. I'm coming now, follow my lead. I'm coming now, follow my lead.
Top 5 for decades.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
We played this song.
My heart is
really?
In you. I'm in love
with
the
shape. You know, it did come out in January.
Follow my lead. Yeah, that's
all into. I'm in love with your body. And last night you were in my room. And now my bedsheets smell like you.
Last night you were in my room.
Smell like you.
Congratulations to everybody. Congratulations, Ed.
That's the number five song
right.
of the week.
Congratulations to all the Nazis in the White House.
Maybe I'll intersperse.
Right.
More so we don't have, so we don't chase away all our listeners at the end like we used to.
Don't, hey, keep listening. We're going to talk about politics.
Yeah. In fact, right now I got something.
Oh shit.
The, you know, one of the, before we found out it was, Sarah Huckabee.
Yeah. How unlikable, by the way.
One of the names floated out there.
Floaters.
As a possible press secretary. But now they're saying that this person might even still.
Yes.
Get more FaceTime.
Ooh, facials.
In like these, daily briefings and stuff. Is the loathsome Hungarian Nazi club member
Gorska Gorsic
Sebastian Gorka.
Gorka Gorsic is the POTUS. The
yes.
Okay.
What's
his name again?
Sebastian Gorka.
Creep.
Who is famous for saying this right after the inauguration.
The era of the pajama boy is over and the alpha males are back. The era of the pajama boy is over and the alpha males are back. The era of the pajama boy is...
What does he mean?
The era of the pajama boy is over. The alpha male is back.
Is Obama a pajama boy?
Oh, yeah. He's a big cuck. Are you kidding me?
Is this Gorka or is this the Terminator?
Sebastian Gorka, the guy who wore some Hungarian...
The Nazi medal.
Some Hungarian order of fuckwattery medal. And this group... has ties to white nationalist Nazi groups in
how many people
Hungary,
in the White House?
Hungaria, Hungaristan,
Hungarasia. How many Nazi fuckers do we have? We got the Stephen Miller guy. Explain to me how he's not a Nazi fucker. Gorka, Nazi fucker. Bannon, Nazi fucker. We got to do something about these Nazi fuckers. Can I have a White House without Nazi fuckers? Really? Honestly, I.
What the hell are you?
What?
Didn't you pay attention to the last election?
Oh, we want that. Our country wants
apparently
that.
Apparently, a number of people wanted Nazi fuckers in
the
White House.
If you're raising children, could you do us a favor over here at Crab Diving? Set your kids down and tell them Nazis are bad. You know, Russia's an enemy of an enemy state. And I don't know. Tell them not to hate brown or gay people. And Bieber sucks.
We're, of course, assuming that they do.
Right.
That the parents don't hate brown or gay people.
And like,
it's kind of hard when the parents hate brown people and gay people. They're not going to teach their kids.
And appreciate Oasis. Just don't go crazy.
Right. So Trump also, the story came out, that he is asking about these pardons, but also that this team of flying monkeys, these evil shysters that he's hired, these lawyers, are now trying to go after and discredit Mueller and the team that's working for him.
Why?
Like, they're trying to dig up dirt on these people, and they're trying, which the dummies are buying, they're trying to spin this, oh my God, they're so biased against the president. Some of them donated to Democrats, Ryan.
Oh my God. But didn't Schindler donate
more than all of them combined?
Democrats.
More than anyone on that commission combined.
Didn't he give money to Hillary?
Yes.
Doesn't that bother you, fucknuts? Hey, fucknuts! Does it not bother you that he did that? But it's hypocrisy.
MAGA. He's MAGA-ing.
It's hypocrisy. Oh my God. How do we get through to these dick faces?
So they say the president himself asked advisors about constitutional power of pardons.
Yes.
Although another source says that Trump was just trying to further his understanding. Again, I don't think it's all that crazy.
What?
To have for Trump to go there. If shit's hitting the fan.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you.
I don't. And you have a magic pen.
Magic.
I don't see. I would be surprised if he didn't bring it up. I think that's the least outrageous thing of all these stories.
Right.
I
mean, it's troubling in the fact that, I mean, at some point, the jig is up, right? I mean.
Well, and the Constitution's pretty clear about one thing, is that you can only pardon people of crimes. So therefore,
you have to admit to a crime,
right?
But Nixon didn't. Nixon didn't admit to a crime when...
He's the only one who thought that.
Right.
Even allegedly Ford was like, well, by accepting the pardon, Nixon essentially said, yeah, I was guilty. Because otherwise they could have continued on, and I think they could have prosecuted Nixon for corruption and shit, like criminal type stuff, right?
Right.
They could have kept on, even if they didn't impeach him and remove him from office. He resigned, but they could have continued a criminal investigation into him, and that's why he was pardoned.
Why did Ford pardon him? I mean, did Nixon have something
to heal the country?
Do you believe that, or
maybe a little?
So why wouldn't that fly in this situation?
Oh, it would. I have no doubt that if Trump gets impeached,
yes,
that Pence will pardon him.
Sure,
I have no doubt.
On his knees, mother.
The others involved, I don't know. I don't know if Pence is going to pardon Jared. I don't know if Pence is going to pardon Don Jr.
I mean, how in the fuck?
And this is that RICO shit.
Right.
Again, you know, federally, the president can't be indicted, but a state still can. So in New York, where all this RICO stuff is still going on, this investigation allegedly, the president could still be indicted criminally.
Pence couldn't make that go away.
No.
Wow. But you know what? Now I'm beginning my tinfoil hat idea of what's going to happen to Schittler. It's not so crazy. I honestly think his security force is going to facilitate an exit for him. He's going to get the fuck out of this country. We are going to hear from his ass.
No, I don't know.
You think it's impossible for him to go incognito? And you know, not to toot my own horn, but I've already come up with a way to track where he is when he tries to go underground.
Want to look for bruised pussies or little handprints, tiny handprints?
Well, no. All those good ideas. I just think you track where people are ordering that tanner of his, you know? Wherever the tanner gets shipped, follow the tanner. Follow the tanner!
They say Trump's lawyers are also looking into Mueller's potential conflicts of interest.
Oh, God.
Perhaps as a way of removing him, because that's one of the things, one of the actual reasons they give in the law that you can remove the special counsel and fire him.
Isn't there truth to, doesn't Mueller have a conflict of interest with the Schittler?
No.
No, regarding the golf course fees.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yeah, how much are those fees? They're trying to bring that up, that at one point Mueller was a member of one of Trump's clubs and he quit then they sued him for fees, or he sued them for fees, or there was a dispute over fees or something. They're using that. Therefore, obviously, he wants to bring Trump down.
That is the
former director of the FBI.
Right. I'm supposed to believe that's the crowning achievement of Mueller's career. He wants to get Trump back for fees for a fucking golf course.
Well, I hope he does.
What do you mean?
I hope he does.
Yeah.
I hope Mueller secretly wants to nail Donald's saggy white balls to the wall.
Well, you know, I think you're right. And I don't know how secret it is. I mean, he's a part of the intelligence community.
There you go.
You're a part of the intelligence community. He stood in front of that memorial with those spies. And he bitched about people saying there weren't that many people at his fucking inauguration. I mean, that really is offensive if you think about it.
What are all these stars for behind me?
They're dead.
I appreciate being on the wall of stars. Can I get my star up there?
Yeah, they died for you, dickhead, so you can sit there and bitch about shit, so you can complain about how many people were not at your fucking inaugural
college ever. I know everyone here voted for me. Remember that?
Yeah.
I know everyone here voted for me. Maybe not some in the back, and he pointed to the press.
That's chilling.
I know everybody here voted for me.
At a war memorial.
Even some of the dead ones behind me because of all the fraud.
What is it? Is that the CIA memorial?
Yeah.
God. Does he not see how that would be offensive?
No, it's about him. Everything is about him.
He's making everything about him in front of people, a memorial to people that gave their lives, that are dead.
Yeah. How often in these speeches will he mention someone else or someone else's accomplishment? And the crowd applauds, and he goes, thank you.
Like he's Bruce Springsteen, right? at a concert. He's bananas.
He'll mention somebody else, they get a big applause, And then he goes, oh, thank you. Thank you.
God. It's
crazy shit right now.
The nightmare is that we our country
great for our show, but
is
it's,
in desperate need of saving by the GOP, who are total fucking twunts. Heartless. They are Trump. They are Trump.
God, why don't you ask Subway Jared to babysit the kids? Holy shit.
Again, who's the worst Jared?
More trustworthy.
Are you still going with Subway Jared's worse than Jared Kushner?
Yes.
Okay.
Although, I don't know if Jared Kushner's fucked any kids.
The situation is fluid. Gross.
Bruno Mars, that's what I like.
Jump in a Cadillac, suck my dick. Blah, 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 blah.
Coming in at number four on the Billboard Hot 100.
Hey, can we, I want to read this. This is Brooke Reed. He called into our show a bunch back in the old days. He put something on Facebook that's good. You saw this, right? Republicans, I hate you for so many things. And now I can add this. You are Trump, each and all of you. And I hate you. I will live to see Republican become the go-to synonym for traitorous filth. May you rot. But soon. Love that.
Brooke Reed. Follow him on Facebook.
Right.
I don't think he tweets.
He does not twat.
And if you have mushroom questions.
Oh, yeah. Not the fun kind. Like the
well,
kind
maybe. I don't know. He probably knows those too, but he's definitely into the mycological stuff.
Mycological as fuck.
Thanks for joining us this Faithless Friday, everyone.
Danke.
I've got a story here. Well, okay. Let's one more Trump thing really quickly. How can we not?
Schittler.
This is, don't forget, you can tweet us during the show at Crab Diving. You can also sling us a message, crabdiving.com/Facebook or facebook.com/crabdiving. Or the other way around might take you. I think it might take you.
Whatever you want to do. Whatever do you.
So some people have done some analyses.
Right.
On the audio released from this New York Times interview with our shitbag in chief. And
shitbag. We got a shitbag for a president.
The there is a transcript out there also.
Yes.
But there's a group that says they combed through the transcript of the Oval Office interview. Looking for examples of emotional subtexts that psychiatrists and psychologists say can offer a window into the speaker's mind.
Oh, shit.
This is that Raw story. They say overall Trump was more articulate than he has been recently in more recent appearances. An important reminder that his tortured syntax may not reflect mental decline.
Yes.
But emotional stress.
Oh.
So he may have been more relaxed in this interview.
Right.
Than he was in previous interviews because he's better this time.
Right.
So it might not. Although.
He had practice.
Don't they call it that sunsetting, right? Don't they? Where people with dementia get worse. Sundowning. Get worse during the day.
Right.
As they get tired.
Right.
Their mental.
Oh my God, that could be it.
Goes, but they're suggesting maybe.
We're trying to figure out why he doesn't sound as batshit crazy in this interview, right?
They say, nevertheless, the workings of Trump's mind, as inferred by experts who have described their observations since January, shine through. Here's a little, I'm reading this verbatim.
Right.
It's been a tough process for him. This healthcare is a tough deal. I said it from the beginning. Number one, you know, a lot of the papers were saying, actually, these guys couldn't believe it, how much I know about it. I know a lot about healthcare. This is a very tough time for him, in a sense, because of the importance, and I believe we get there. I think they were asking about Mitch McConnell.
You know, but that sounds crazy.
Right. They say here, Trump, instead of talking about Mitch McConnell, used the question to extol his own knowledge.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's an example of what psychologists call compulsive more than behavior.
Yay, you dickheads voted for this.
Which is a deep need to never feel even slightly less than others.
Oh, I hate this.
In terms of knowledge, intelligence, power, or right. popularity.
Let me tell you something. I encounter this bullshit all the fucking time. I hate that. I hate that so much. So much.
He talks about going to Poland. I've had the best reviews on foreign land. So I go to Poland and make a speech. Enemies of mine in the media, enemies of mine are saying it was the greatest speech ever made on foreign soil by a president.
Jazz hands!
I'm saying, man, they cover... It says garbled. You saw the reviews I got on that speech. Poland was beautiful and wonderful, and the reception was incredible.
I don't even know, what is he talking about? What does he mean?
Well, right.
I feel like I'm hearing the travelogue of someone on LSD, a golden girl on LSD.
And that was when they asked him about going to Paris.
Yes. Oh, why is he talking the fucking talking
where
about
he's
Poland?
Hated.
Oh, yeah.
But Macron put on a fancy show for him and guys with swords and shit so that it would make, it would, you know, ingratiate himself to Trump.
Is this the, I don't want to blow the wad here, but is this the interview, I read this thing in Jezebel about, he says the most bizarre thing about Macron ever.
The handshaking thing?
Yeah. Does he say this in this?
Because it's in the same interview. I don't know that they,
he says
oh, they
it.
Do, they do.
God, here. It's crazy.
So that they asked him about Paris. They say the greatest speech ever claimed fits with psychologists' view that Trump displays signs of narcissistic personality.
No, great. You idiots voted for narcissism.
A key facet of that type is grandiosity, an exaggerated sense of one's own importance, specialness, and success.
Oh, my God.
Later on in the interview, Trump said, quote, I've done more than any other president in the first 5 months in terms of legislation and other accomplishments, which is...
It's not true.
Measurably not true.
It's factually, it's a fact that he is not. I mean, am I on?
Now they say perceiving unfairness is a common trait of people who see enemies everywhere.
Right.
He said the Paris Accord. I wasn't going to get along with France for a little while because people forget because it is a very unfair agreement to us, which it wasn't, by the way.
But it's
and
not
it's
even
not a
enforceable.
Binding agreement. Right.
Right. I mean, why?
China. Something doesn't get something. It's garbled until 2030.
Is he talking about Bieber?
Russia goes back to 1994 as a standard, a much, much lower standard. India has things that are garbled. I want to do the same thing as everyone else. Why? We can't do that. We can't do that. That's okay. Let me get out. Frankly, the people that like me love that I got out.
What is he talking about? How could you guys vote for this guy?
Trump insisted he had been saddled with a bad deal. Allowing oneself to be taken advantage of is a sign of weakness. Something people who need to get constant reminders of their superiority cannot bear.
So this is kind of why the staff of the White House, they have to do things to him to make him feel better. They have to take
care of him. The solution is get out. The allusion to his core supporters loving it suggests the need for adulation that categorizes people with narcissistic
right.
personalities.
So why does he like to get peed on?
Macron was critical of Trump rejecting the Paris Climate Treaty.
Fuck you!
He was so critical that he publicly invited U.S. scientists to move to France.
Suck at my dick! Yeah!
Macron was like, come here, we will pay you!
No! Fuck no! Hey! Wait! I don't want the smart people leaving!
Trump didn't like that.
How do we keep the smart people here? No! That sucks! Man, fuck this! Don't let him leave!
He can't handle that anybody is negative about him, so Trump, of course, said, well, Macron called me and said, I'd love to have you there and honor you in France, having to do with Bastille Day.
Yeah.
Plus, it's the 100th year of the First World War. 100th year? That's God, what he said. That's big. And I said, yes. I mean, I have a great relationship with him. He's a great guy. Have you seen his wife? She's got great ass for someone who's so much older than him.
She's in great shape. Is she the one in great shape?
You're in great shape.
You're in great shape, baby.
As he ogled her.
Want a job at the Bada Bing stripping? What a creep.
I mean, really, he's a very good person and a tough guy, but look, he has to be. I think he's going to be a terrific president of France.
Let me jack him off.
But he does love holding my hand.
He says that, right? He actually says
that. Quote.
Is that a quote? He loves holding my hand.
When, if you look at that creepiest handshake in the history of handshakes video when Trump left, he's holding on to Macron. Then he reaches over and grabs the wife with the other hand without letting go.
Jackie.
I really think it was a dick measuring contest.
Oh, yeah.
And Macron was like, I'm not going to let go, fucker.
Right.
I'm not going to lose your weird little alpha male bullshit contest.
I don't understand.
He loves holding my hand.
I mean, you know, Schindler, maybe he fucking, I don't know, he gets small, soft little hands. Maybe they're nice to hold. I don't know. Why would anyone say that? Why would anyone say that? He loves holding my hand. Did Macron respond to this? Did he say, yes, it's true. I love it so much.
Trump said, we had dinner at the Eiffel Tower, and the bottom of the Eiffel Tower looked like they could have never had a bigger celebration ever in the history of the Eiffel Tower. I mean, there were thousands and thousands of people because they heard we were having dinner.
It sounds like...
I'm willing to bet
what does he
that
sound
there was
like?
More than one fuck Trump sign in the thousands and thousands of people surrounding the Eiffel Tower.
Do we know?
And I have a feeling.
Yeah.
First of all, there's always tons, thousands and thousands of people. It's the fucking Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, dickhead.
There's always people. And
maybe they're there to see the Eiffel
when
fucking
they have
tower.
Celebrations.
Stupid.
It's all people. It's a wall of people. So for him to say, it looked like it could have been the biggest they've ever had ever.
Because of you?
Right?
God.
He's so sad.
Maybe, you know, I think I'm right. And I think what happens is Bannon keeps his Trump locked in a closet with VR goggles on. And he's not really at any of these fucking places. That's the only way to explain the nutty statements that he's making.
Analyzing transcripts from the 80s to 2017, they say Trump sentences have become shorter and syntactically simpler.
God, that I've never heard that word. Syntactically simpler.
He uses more words of fewer syllables.
But he uses the best words.
And the
words.
Percentage of unique words out of total words has fallen, indicating he repeats himself more.
More than he used to. So it's getting worse, whatever he's dealing with.
These are standard measures neurologists use to assess the complexity of speech, which can fall along with the cognitive decline that typically marks normal aging, but also disease-related cognitive impairment.
Cog. What does it mean? What does it mean when you are so delusional? You think the president of France relishes holding your fucking hand?
He does love to hold my hand.
But what is that mental illness? What is that?
I kept saying lower.
Hey, you should try holding my dick. Even better.
It's Faithless Friday, everybody. Thanks for joining us here.
No shit.
I was going to play Keith Olbermann, but we could probably move on.
Keith Olbermann
it's not long.
Fucking great,
I'm going to play it. This is Keith Olbermann really quickly.
Hell yeah!
Here in the latest from The Resistance, his
Viva La Resistance
web series from GQ.
Go fuck yourself.
GQ. Here is Keith Olbermann.
GQ, what is that, fashion?
Gentleman's
fashion? They sell
quarterly,
pants or
yeah.
something? Gentleman's quarterly.
Here's near the end.
Eat my dick.
He's also had enough of this bullshit.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is a matter best left for whom? When the democracy is on fire, who is supposed to ring the fire alarm? When the emperor has no clothes and no loyalty to this country and no sanity, who is supposed to say that again and again, day after day, until it is clear? When the man occupying the White House, calls the media the enemy of the people, and his spokespersons refuse to let their remarks at their press briefings, paid for by our tax dollars, be recorded, and then go so far as to tell the media it cannot report that they won't let them be recorded. What is the American media supposed to do? Record the news briefings anyway?
Which someone did the other day, by the way. She live streamed it like on Periscope or something. Oh, I don't know if she's gotten in trouble yet.
Throw you out if that's what they want to try? Worse yet, beat them to it and all of you walk out? Yes. Dare them to expel you. Dare them to arrest you. Walk out. Boycott. Stop saying their briefings, their rules. Stop televising Trump photo ops. Stop giving airtime to Trump propaganda and Trump propagandists. Stop chasing his viewers and readers who will never consume your product anyway.
Right, right. Why are you pandering to the Trump pansies, the knuckle draggers, who are not going to watch CNN? They're going to watch Fox. They're going to watch Breitbart TV. They're going to watch WND. They're going to watch fucking Pat Cunting Robertson.
And, you know, how do we know that what we're seeing isn't straight from Putin?
Right.
How do we know we're not furthering Russia's agenda by playing this bullshit?
Right.
We don't. We don't know shit.
Viewers and readers who will never consume your product anyway. Stop making sure your coverage is balanced by countering everybody reporting the truth with somebody else who is lying.
The best point of the whole thing.
Yeah.
This is what we've been talking about for a long time that Fox News is guilty of. You bring on what you claim is an equally valid opposite opinion when it's not.
It's based in bullshit.
And especially when they're lying.
And you can tell.
Which is most of the time.
It's blatant, right?
Right.
It's not objective. They're lying.
Right.
And they're covering. It's like how Hitler was covered during the campaign. He said racist shit. He did racist shit, but no one called him out. Right. No one said you're a racist.
There was, on our Facebook page, somebody had commented, we put up that story about that NRA video about, look what's happening in South Africa. All the blacks are killing all the whites.
Yes.
And they don't have guns to protect themselves. Look, that's what's going to happen here, basically, is what these NRA assholes were saying.
Total garbage.
And somebody commented in the comment stream.
Yes.
Well, he's right. If you look at the statistics. And then you look at the statistics, and I don't know where this person got the statistics from.
He pulled it out of the fucking air.
Plus, he was just wrong. They were just wrong, the numbers that they pulled out. It was like a global truth on the total number of murders. Right now, it's violent as fuck. Yeah, it's got a high murder rate. It ain't great. But it is not specifically rampaging blacks dragging poor white farmers out of their farms and raping and killing them.
Yes.
There have been one or two. This is typical conservative bullshit and conflation. There have been the occasional horrible crime of a white farmer taken out and raped and beaten and killed by a black person.
Yes.
Therefore, all of them.
Right.
Just like Kate Steinle. Every illegal immigrant, undocumented immigrant in this country is a killing rapist, Ryan.
Yes.
Because look, Kate Steinle.
It just doesn't make sense. But.
Which doesn't diminish the horrificitude of the death of Kate Steinle, but they don't see that either.
Well, of course not. But, you know, the thing is, it just when you're dealing with a brain that can justify racism, that can sort of, you know what I mean? Like, that can, I don't know, that can accept racism, then how do you get through to that person? What do you want them to believe? How do you explain to them they're conflating things?
You will never consume your product anyway. Stop making sure your coverage is balanced by countering everybody reporting the truth with somebody else who is lying. Stop pretending this is just a strange political time. Stop collaborating with suppression of freedom of the press. War has been declared against the values of this country by the man in charge of this country. You are the first target.
He's talking to the media.
Right.
Fight back while you still can. Remember this scene. Put it on your computer.
He's talking about, he opened up talking about at the G20 when Trump and Putin were having their little sit down.
Yes.
The official sit down.
Tete-tete.
And Putin leans in to Trump and points to the media and said, oh, these are the ones that are insulting you. And oh Trump, and Trump is like, oh yeah, I think you're right there. And the two of them had a good giggle. And Keith Olbermann's outrage is Trump is laughing at a man who kills those people.
Right.
Putin is laughing at how Trump is being mocked by the press. And he's basically saying, ha ha ha, I kill all these people. What's wrong with you?
It is not an equal side right now, the GOP. They are not reasonable. They are not just.
It's been taken over by extremist loons.
Yes, they're nuts.
And the whores that that the economically benefit from them.
Yeah. I mean, because Trump is tolerating a guy that kills journalists.
Chuckling, giggling, reaching around a guy who kills journalists. I can't. I want to go sit with him. I'm trying. I kept trying making eyes at him at dinner.
Oh, my God.
Like Vlad. Bat, 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 bat. Eye, bat. Eyelash, eyelash.
What must, you know, I don't imagine what it's like to live under Putin if you're poor.
I reached my foot under and I accidentally rubbed Angela Merkel's leg.
Oh, my God.
Total wrong signal.
You fucking bailed.
Still can. Remember this scene. Put it on your computer. Get a tattoo of it. Trump and Putin, in whose country journalists are regularly murdered. These are the ones that insulted you. And Trump laughs. Fight back.
Yeah, man.
Yo, Keith Olbermann.
Let's go get him!
Not putting up with any shit.
Yeah, man. Let's get real. This is shit. This is shit. Call it for what it is. We got a racist oligarch in charge.
Yeah.
What is that?
Coming in at number three on the Billboard Hot 100, DJ Khaled featuring
Chance,
Justin Bieber.
Bless up.
Quavo, Chance the Rapper, and Lil Wayne.
With, please do me a favor.
I'm the one. This is a super group. There's Bieber. Hear you sick of all those other imitators. Don't let the only real one intimidate ya. See you watching, don't run out of time. I don't know who the woman riding the horse is, but I'm with the bikini, but I fear for her life.
Right.
Because if she starts riding that horse any faster, her tits are going to kill her. They are so huge.
I got attack titties.
I don't know who this woman is.
I will.
Of course, Bieber's the only one with his shirt off.
This music is garbage.
This is DJ Khaled.
Guys, if you like this,
featuring the Biebs,
you need Prozac, you need to go see your doctor, get some meds.
You know what? I'm agreeing with the Chinese more. Now that I'm looking at this video of Bieber.
Yeah, why can't we get that? Minister to cleanse our country of the Biebs, please. He sucks.
This ain't great.
You're killing our culture.
And this is from two people that listen to hip hop
For
a large portion of the day.
Yes.
I mean, we it's not like we don't like
this
the genre.
This is not art.
Yeah,
this is not music.
My fave.
This is a guy. This is a talentless fuckstick saying things into a microphone.
You're saying Bieber, right?
Yes, and he has not a thought in his fucking head. He is shit. He's shit. No offense, Justin Bieber. Yeah, you're a bag
That's
of shit.
That's what he's doing to the camera. It's the typical, I'm throwing both hands at the camera.
He's an
weird,
artist.
Weird move.
You think Justin Bieber thinks he's a fucking artist? That's sad. That's sad!
Didn't he say that years ago when he was still pissing in buckets and shit?
We don't know what he's doing
It was
now.
A American Music Awards, MTV. It was a Music Awards or something.
Yes.
But he got up there and was like, I'm an artist. I won't be taken seriously.
Hey, listen, you're making shit tons of money. Be happy with that. I'm not going to take you seriously. You're not an artist. You're shit. No offense. God. What's the next song?
I was going back.
Whatever. Skip around.
Integrating them into
God,
the.
We need to not do another song.
Into the stories here.
This is fucking Justin Bieber. Listen, I'm sorry you're banned from China, but I'm happy for the Chinese.
I've got. It is Faithless Friday, and this is. Big news.
Fuck ye.
Story that we've been following.
Hell yeah.
And in fact, we talked about it even extensively yesterday.
Ate my dick.
Ark Encounter in Kentucky.
Hey, man.
Ken Ham's bullshit. theme park.
Big boat in the middle of nowhere.
Christo fraud.
Fuck you. They got a zip line, though. That's probably fun.
Huge news today.
Huge. Bigly.
If you haven't been following, and if you didn't listen to yesterday's show or earlier in the week when we did the first story about it.
Yes.
This isn't to do with the rainbow.
Oh, yes.
That Ken Ham has decided to take back from the homos.
You can't have it, Ken.
And is now bathing the Ark every night in a rainbow. In rainbow lights.
From our cold, dead fingers!
I think that was a distraction.
Yes.
From this other deal that's going on, which is this tax battle that they're having with the local town there.
It's not about the rainbow.
Williamstown, Burg, Williams City, Williamstown. There it is. Williamstown, Kentucky.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
The Reader's Digest version is that.
Eat my dick.
They built, in order to get tax breaks from the state of Kentucky.
Yes.
They decided that they would start a corporation and build a for-profit, important, for-profit attraction. An LLC they formed, Ark Encounters LLC.
Fuck you.
And they ended up getting a tourism-related tax rebate from the state worth more than $18 million over 10 years. So, like, $1.8 million a year in tax rebates they were getting.
Oh, my God. God damn. That wasn't enough.
Because they were going to create jobs and bring tourism, right. Blah, blah, blah.
With their stupid boat that doesn't, it's not even a fucking boat.
But that shit didn't happen, and the city is getting fucked.
Right.
So the city of Williamstown decided that they would vote, and they added a 50-cent charge.
Right.
To every attraction in the city that charges entrance fee.
Sure. An amusement tax of sorts.
50 cents on every ticket.
Right.
Answers in Genesis, the owners of this ridiculous bullshit, said, well, we're not paying that. We're religious.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they said, you're not religious. You're a for-profit entity, hence your tax breaks and everything.
Jesus!
So the sneaky fucks over at the Ark, these evil Christians,
sneaky fucks,
sold the property and the Ark to their own nonprofit corporation.
Ooh.
So the LLC,
right,
for $10.
Oh my God.
And what was it, $40 million they estimated it's worth or something?
I don't know.
But for $10,
right,
the LLC sold the whole deal to Crosswater Canyon, their nonprofit, one of their nonprofit bullshit deals.
What a bargain.
Which is exempt from taxes, from that kind of tax.
Right.
So in order to avoid the what they think is going to be about $700,000 a year in tax, they sold their entity to their nonprofit for $10.
Oh, okay. Problem solved. Big deal.
The Freedom From Religion Foundation sent a letter to the Kentucky Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet, the government.
Sure, yeah.
Saying that, well, you know, they sold their Ark to a nonprofit group. They're violating the tax rebate deal. So they're essentially saying, we're going to make profits and you can't tax us because Jesus.
That's bananas.
But we still want all our tax rebates and everything.
But what about we don't live in the Taliban. We don't live in the fucking Taliban.
They think they do. But it turns out that the Freedom From Religion Foundation didn't need to send that letter because Kentucky was already on it.
Oh, my gosh. Good job, guys.
The Kentucky Tourism, Art, and Heritage Cabinet already had sent a letter to the Ark. Listen to this. It has come to our attention that your client, Ark Encounter LLC, is in breach of its tourism development agreement with the Commonwealth.
Okay.
On July 10th, 2017, the Tourism, Arts, and Heritage Cabinet became aware of a quitclaim deed transferring the Ark Project land with all the privileges and...
Yes?
Appurtenances? Appurtenances.
Appurtenances. Fuck you.
I don't know that word.
What does that mean?
It's an accessory. Oh, well, there you go.
Okay.
Why didn't they say accessories? To the same from Ark Encounter LLC, a for-profit company, to Crosswater Canyon, a non-profit company.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. We believe that your client is aware that they may not be eligible for tax incentives.
Oh, shit.
If the ARC project is owned by a non-profit legal entity. Answers in Genesis, the parent company of Crosswater Canyon, clearly states on its website, quote, "The for-profit LLC structure also allows the ARC Encounter to be eligible for various economic development incentives that would not have been available with a nonprofit structure." That's on the ARC website. They're saying this is why we formed a for-profit company.
So it's clear that they're going to have to pay this tax.
Furthermore, this is, I'm still reading from the letter.
Yes.
Sent to the ARC frauds.
Right.
From the state of Kentucky. Furthermore, as the tourism development agreement is between the Commonwealth and ARC Encounter.
Yes.
Not Crosswater Canyon.
Okay.
The current owner, please be advised that no further incentives may accrue from the sales tax imposed on sales generated by or arising at the tourism development process as of the day of the transfer. Blah, blah, blah.
They got to close?
No more tax break. It's done.
Oh, shit.
You now have to pay. They lost their $18 million. They lost $18 million in tax incentives.
Instead of $700,000.
Instead of paying $700,000 a year that they would have had to pay.
That's so stupid. They're going to have to shut down.
So that's it. The state says the deal's over. As of the date it was sailed.
Fuck you.
It was sold. You no longer have tax exempt status.
Yeah. God, what a bunch of idiots. They're going to close down. Now they're going to close down the stupid ARC, and you're going to have a big boat in the middle of nowhere. They're going to try to sell to who?
Over here at Pathios, he says, I love how they quoted an excerpt from ARC Encounter's own website from a frequently asked questions page that Ken Ham has since deleted. So they deleted that paragraph about the for-profit LLC is so that we could take advantage of taxes.
A little too late, baby. Now they're going to have to shut down, right? Because that's the only way he was able to open that shithole, right? Was with that big break.
So I think this is probably Hemet Maida. Yeah.
Hemet.
Who writes, the creationists running ARC Encounter just screwed themselves out of $18 million over the next decade because they didn't want to pay a local safety fee worth about $700,000 a year. We already knew creationists were ignorant about science. Turns out they don't know how to do math either.
Guys, shit, man.
You know they're going to sue, though, and scream religious persecution.
Oh, yes.
Everything we do should be nonprofit.
But, you know, they're eventually going to have to close this fucking place down. And again.
Well, right. It's going to be a giant, ridiculous, moronic eyesore that they're going to have to try to figure out what to do.
You got
to
burn it to the ground. I mean, what do you do with it?
What are you going
to
do with an ARC?
I the only idea I have is Goofy Golf. Make it a big, giant Goofy Golf. Or you know what you could do? You could cut out the side of it and make it a driving range. You know, have different stories. You can hit the ball. Sure. I mean, I don't know.
I think putt-putt golf is the best with all the animals and the...
I think gay sex dungeon's the best. Well, that's just me.
That's a dream.
Yes.
That's the dream.
Kentucky!
So there you go. That's the latest. Morons... And that just happened today. So hot off the presses that the morons over at the ARC Encounter are now possibly going to lose all of their tax incentives when they thought, ha ha ha, we've got you.
Why didn't they just do it?
I know what we'll do. Ken Ham is probably all, let's sell it to the nonprofit.
And you know their relationship with Kentucky is probably soured since their business is a big nothing burger. They're a nothing burger. That's a nothing burger.
Nothing burger.
Who started that shit? Why am I saying it?
It was obviously a
an
administration talking point because once Don Jr. sent out his email and shit, all the toadies, Sarah Huckabee, all of them, Gorka specifically, were out on the media saying this is a big nothing burger.
Right, and it's kind of
standard.
Then
they use that term. That's obvious. Obviously was in a memo.
Right.
Call it a nothing burger.
Yes. And you know what? All these scandals, they eventually have a food named after them, Watergate, the Watergate salad, and this is nothing burger, the Russian probe.
I don't know what a Watergate salad is.
No, we had this conversation.
I know.
I told you it's a salad with a bunch of fruit and marshmallows are generally included. It's delicious. I like it, actually. It's a good salad. It's a cold salad. It's a dessert salad. Coconut, Jell-O.
Not a Waldorf salad.
It is not. That is not a Waldorf salad.
Right.
It's a Watergate salad. It's very Southern.
What's a Waldorf salad?
I don't know that shit. That's some Yankee shit. I don't know. It's got Waldorf nuts in it, right? Is a Waldorf a nut?
It's a pistachio.
Hello.
A Watergate salad.
Yeah.
Also referred to as Green Goddess Pistachio Delight.
Nah, it's Watergate. Those people, that's fake news.
Side dish salad.
Side dish.
Made from pistachio pudding, canned pineapple, whipped topping, and marshmallows. Ooh, yes. Holy shit.
Fuck you. It's good, man. Fucking Watergate salad, baby. Now we got nothing burger. But what's that? That sucks. It's nothing.
Right.
What food is going to come out of this fucking bullshit Russian shit?
A Waldorf salad is generally made of fresh apples, celery, grapes, and walnuts.
Oh, okay.
Dressed in mayonnaise. Usually served on a bed of lettuce.
In what? Lettuce? Mm-hmm. That's gross. I'm more of a Watergate guy. The Waldorf salad, fuck that. That's gross.
I can't do either.
Right. It'll kill you.
Pistachios over walnuts. I've got a story here.
Yes.
Oh, God, now there's a new.
What is it? What's the headline? More shenanigans? We can't take any more shenanigans. It's too many.
There's a lot of shenaniganry going on. Before we get to that, let me talk about this here. This is a story. I'm considering this. I'm rewriting the headline.
Yes.
To a list of the bestest cities to live in America.
Fuck you.
But the headline actually says, it's a Christian group.
Okay.
A polling group.
Poll.
Called the Barna.
Yes.
Group. And they have released their latest list.
Hand release.
Which they consider a warning to their Christians.
Oh, okay.
Of cities to avoid.
Because they're ungodly.
They're considered the most, quote, post-Christian.
Ah, yeah.
Post-Christian. I love that term.
I love it.
Because that means we're done with it.
Yeah, bye-bye.
It's past. It doesn't mean least Christian, and they might come back.
No, Jesus.
This is post-Christian. I love that term.
Pack up your Jesus.
From these right-wing assholes.
Go home. You lost. You lost.
They mean to serve as a warning, but we actually think this is a place to go.
Oh, yes.
They developed a metric. It says to the changing religious landscape of American culture, we call this our post-Christian metric.
Oh, yes.
To qualify as post-Christian, individuals must meet 9 or more of our 16 criteria.
Fuck ye.
Which identify a lack of Christian identity, Christian belief, and Christian practice.
Suck my dick!
These kinds of questions, compared to the ticking of just a Christian box in a census, get beyond how people loosely identify themselves and to the core of what people actually believe.
Oh, shit.
And how they believe as a result of their belief.
Jesus Christ.
These indicators give a much more accurate picture of belief and unbelief in America.
Yeah.
So they're saying a lot of people are like, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian.
Yeah, whatever.
But haven't been to church.
They don't give a shit. They're atheists.
Right.
They don't know. They don't care about God.
Oh, do you want to know some of the questions?
Oh, yes.
Here's the whole thing. Do not believe in God.
Okay. Check.
Well, ding. Identify as atheist or agnostic.
Check.
Ding. Disagree that faith is important in their lives. Ding.
Ring a ding.
Have not prayed to God in the last week.
Ah!
Ding. Have never made a commitment to Jesus.
Well, you know.
You know, does it count when I was like in first grade and they made me?
Yeah, and then you found
out. I'm going to say no. Because
you found out your dog was going to burn in hell and you're like, fuck this shit.
No. Disagree the Bible is accurate. Ding.
Yes.
Have not donated money to a church in the last year. Ding.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Have not attended a Christian church in the last 6 months.
Ooh.
Ding. Agree that Jesus committed sins.
I don't even agree that Jesus was a thing that existed. What do you mean? What does that mean?
agree.
Yeah, he sinned. He sinned a shit ton. Sins. He was a dirty little pervert.
Well, this
Jesus.
One I have to put an asterisk. If Why? He existed,
he didn't.
Okay, I'm going to say no because yes. I don't acknowledge sin.
And he was black too.
Fuck your sin. I don't acknowledge sin. He was so even black. If an actual entity Jesus existed in some right. way that all this bullshit is loosely based upon, the concept of sin is ridiculous to me. So I'm going to say no.
Stupid.
I do not agree. So ding.
Ding ding.
Do not feel a responsibility to share their faith. Ding.
Keep it to yourself.
And I wouldn't. I don't share my atheism. Yeah, many people don't know.
That's the point.
I'm an atheist. What Some do I got? People what I've I, known I, for a long time don't even.
I gotta walk around and say hi. I don't believe in anything. I just wanted you to know.
Well, right. It doesn't come care. Up. I don't. I'm not an obnoxious Christian.
Yeah.
Shoving it down anybody's throat.
Ooh, yes.
Not that.
Right.
They have not read the Bible in the last week.
In a week? Well, on our show.
That's accurate, but I've.
On our show,
I
once
go to the
week.
Bible frequently
for all the right,
to repudiate. Yeah,
for all the right read. My favorite book is Bullshitica 69.
Have not volunteered at church in the last week. Have not attended Sunday school in the last week. Have not attended religious small group.
Pervy.
Bible engagement scale of low, which means you haven't read the Bible and you disagree strongly or somewhat that the Bible is accurate. And then the last one, not born again. We both got perfect scores.
Oh, damn. Did we really?
So we would be categorized as a city you can't live in because we're post-Christian.
Cool,
but here's
man.
The cities, by the way.
That we should live in.
Coming in at number 10.
We should live here.
Yes.
Okay.
Buffalo, New York.
Okay, that's cold, though. That's
number 9,
cold.
Seattle, Tacoma, Washington.
Again, those are cold places.
Well, rainy.
Seattle's cold, dude.
Number 8, San Francisco.
Expansive.
Number 7, New York, New York.
Dang.
Number 6, Hartford, New Haven, Connecticut.
Hello.
Number 5, Burlington, Vermont / Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh.
I guess it's the metro area.
I don't want to live in fucking Pittsburgh.
Or they're tied, maybe. Right. Pittsburgh and Burlington are tied.
What do I do in Pittsburgh that's fine?
Providence, Rhode Island, New Bedford, Massachusetts.
Hello.
Are tied for 4th.
What are we doing in Massachusetts? Getting fist fights with Bostonians?
New York, Albany, Schenectady, Troy in 3rd.
Okay.
The second most post-Christian city.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Boston, Mass.
Hey, go fuck yourself.
And then I don't know that you could make me move here.
Yes.
And it's a little surprising given their governor.
Right.
Portland, Auburn, Maine, the
Fuck
number
that.
One
no.
most post-Christian city in America, with apparently they gave it a 57% score. So 50%
right.
of the people there are post-Christian.
I'll tell you why I'm not living there. Bears, number one. Fuck that. It's cold. And number two, Shifty and Smoothie and all those guys raping our white women up there that Paula Page is all worried about.
G-Money.
G-Money. I'm avoiding G-Money and Smoothie. What an idiot.
Crazy, right? I mean, but so there you go. That's the the most post-Christian cities Ooh. In America.
Where's Pensacola? We're getting that cross removed, right?
They're still working on that
shit. It's a fucking cross. Take it out of the fucking park.
You little son of a bitch, socialist cocksucker.
Paula Page, governor.
Wee.
Of New York.
Is he French? La Page?
Way back.
Oh, really?
I would assume,
he has French ancestry. Congratulations,
One
dickhead.
Would think, right?
No, yeah, you would.
Well, I mean, who do we want to talk about? Brian Fisher?
Oh, yes.
We haven't had Brian Fisher clip in a little while. Brian
what a
Fisher.
Tremendous douchebag.
Of the American Family Association. Sodomy-based marriage.
Ooh, is he still making the planet worse?
He's over in Tupelo, Mississippi.
Fuck you. Oh, God.
Home of Elvis.
No, really? I didn't know that. Tupelo?
That's where he was born.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
The King of Rock.
There you go. The White King of Rock.
Yeah.
The King of White Rock.
King of Rock. Who is that? Who would be the Little Richard?
Little Richard was fucking... I saw Little Richard
awesome.
In Chicago one time at Chicago Fest, I think. It
Without
was
Little
fucking
Richard,
amazing.
We wouldn't have had Prince.
No,
I don't know.
Okay.
Who knows? I know what I'm talking about.
We
wouldn't have had Oasis.
Here's Brian Fisher. You know, he's pissed about the gays. Here you go.
I think one of the things that's important for us to understand is that when Christ returns, he is going to rule on the surface of the earth. The kingdom of God is going to come in its complete form to earth, and he is going to be asking us to help him run things.
Us.
What? We're now going to be under Christ's reign in positions of authority.
Oh my fucking God. Do we get to wear uniforms?
He thinks God's going to come back to earth and say, hey, Brian, I've listened to every one of your shitty podcasts, and boy, you sure are great. Let me suck your fucking dick. That's what this room
says. And you get to be in charge of everybody now.
Ooh, yes. Ooh. What the fuck, dude? God exists. If you really believe God is all-knowing and omniscient, isn't it against your faith to have so little humility that somebody omniscient and all-powerful needs your fat fucking shit podcasting ass to do anything?
Why do they need your help?
God, I don't fucking know. And by the way, why is God only coming back to rule over the surface of the earth? Did you hear that?
Well, and why does God need district managers?
Oh, I don't know.
Why is God suddenly like Walmart?
I'm a franchise.
Well, yeah, he's going to need people to rule here. But he's going to put all of us in charge.
But it's a surface. What if he needs to do something in the subway? It's nuts. David, spinning in his
wedges like he came from Maytag. DJ Khaled also has the number 2 song in the nation.
Oh, shit.
With Wild Thoughts. DJ Khaled featuring Rihanna and Bryson Tiller.
Bryce. Twisted on the brown. When I get like this, I can't be around you. Until it's a dim down and I. Cause I can into things that I'm gonna do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Thoughts. Wow, wow.
There you go. That's
Rihanna. Do I like that? Do you like
it's
it?
It's okay. I don't know if there's a chorus. That's you know this cookie's for the bag.
Right.
Kitties. Loading.
Load.
Skipping.
Skip a bit.
Loading.
Skip to the good part.
Playing. I'm trying. I can't tell. I don't know what the good part is. I heard that pussy for the taking. I heard it got these other niggas going crazy. Oh, the other yeah, I treat you like a lady. Fuck you till you burned out cremation. I'll fuck you till you burned out cremation.
I thought he said, I'll fuck your titties till you burn out cremation. I'll fuck you till you burn out cremation.
Oh, wait, did he say fuck your
titties? I thought he said, lady.
Fuck
you till you burned
out cremation. Okay. I'll fuck you till you're burned out, comma, cremation.
I always fuck
I'm gonna
that
cremate
up.
You with my dick.
Jeez. God.
If I had a nickel.
You got to go to the doctor if you're doing that, buddy.
And
great song,
though. Rihanna looks really good.
Oh, does she?
Just saying.
Okay.
Congratulations
all around.
So that's the number 2 song in the nation on the Billboard.
Yay.
Hot 100. Back to Brian Fisher.
To help him manage and direct and govern the kingdom of God as it comes to earth and as it is administered on earth. We're going to be there to help him do that. And so what this life is really all about, it's not just about meeting Christ. We can float around on clouds somewhere playing harps. That's not what the future is about. The future is about Christ reigning on this.
This is a job interview?
Christ.
This miserable life that you're supposed to get. He's lying. What happened to all the years when they're saying, put up with this miserable life?
Right.
Because it's going to be harps and clouds and blowjobs and unicorns.
Yeah, what about that?
In heaven.
What about
and no black people?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm fucking a unicorn.
So now Brian Fisher's saying that ain't what happened. When God comes back, we're all going to be put to work.
He sounds like if you heard this guy, you took all the Jesus bullshit out of it, he would sound like a crazy person. I mean, he sounds like a crazy person now, but he would sound extra crazy.
Well, it's all crazy. They don't understand how crazy they sound.
We're playing harps. That's not what the future is about.
Okay.
The future is about Christ reigning on this earth.
Ooh.
With us as a part of his administration in our resurrection bodies. This is after we have been raised and received
in our much hotter
bodies. If we're alive when he comes, we're going to be changed in the twinkling. Like.
Oh, wait, listen, we're missing some
major
bullshit here.
Resurrection body.
This is after we have been raised and received our new bodies. If we're alive when he comes, we're going to be changed in the twinkling of an eye. We'll be in our resurrection bodies.
What the fuck, dude?
Can I have a browner ones so I don't get sunburn?
We're going to be in our resurrection bodies.
And we will be there to assist him. Finally, for the first time in history, the earth is going to be run right, and we get to be a part of that. And that's the long-range picture that God is working. So what's going on in this life is...
What's he waiting for?
I don't fucking...
What the fuck is he waiting for? If this is going to be the big thing that's supposed to happen, everything's going to be perfect. Why is God... What is he... Is he taking a shit? A cosmic shit that's taking a few hundred thousand millennia? Is he... what's going on? Is his favorite show on? Why is God busy?
I don't know. That is a good question. If God is coming back... What? Yeah.
The homos to stop fucking is what he's waiting for.
I know what he's... I grew up in this shit. God is waiting for every person on the fucking planet to have the opportunity to hear the gospel of Jesus motherfucking Christ. And then that motherfucker is coming back, baby. Not until then, not a moment earlier.
Well, that's...
What's hard? What about that? One. It's unclear.
That makes sense.
I don't know. Turn every
situation into heaven, yeah. Good God. The number one song
is Bieber.
Bieber again, featuring Bieber.
Do I hear a
These aren't
a
his
lute?
Songs. These
He's
are
playing
just,
a lute.
He's not playing a lute.
I hear a lute.
This is Luis Fonsi and Daddy Yankee.
Oh, Daddy Yankee.
Featuring Justin Bieber. Despacito.
Hey, fuck you. I like Daddy Yankee.
I know Daddy Yankee.
Got me feeling some kind of way. Make me want to savor every moment. Slowly. You fit me, tell me, love how you put it on. Got the only key, know how to turn it on. The way you never lie, my ear, the only words I want to hear. Baby, take it slow so we can last long.
Tú eres el imán y yo soy el metal. Me voy acercando y voy armando el plan. Solo con pensarlo se acelera el pulso.
Oh yeah. Ya me está gustando más de lo normal.
Oh yeah, like, okay.
I got it.
Well, despacito means slow.
I'll show you something.
Slowly.
You think I don't know Daddy Yankee?
Well, I believe you.
I gotta...
We gotta get going. Here's the rest of Brian Fisher, real quick.
Designed by God to be like grammar school, like elementary school. The day's gonna come, we're gonna graduate, and he wants us to be mature enough and wise enough to help him manage affairs on earth. So that's what this life is all about. It's preparing us to exercise authority in the age to come. So to teach us, to educate us, to enable us to learn things, to mature us through adversity and trial, have us walk through the fire, to test us, to see if we have...
Okay, I'm going to skip to the end. We don't have any time left here.
I need to have, and people I'm going to have as a part of my administration, who among my followers today has the courage of his convictions to stand for the truth, and to refuse to do anything against it.
Okay. The money part is what he says. So when we talk about issues like homosexuality and standards for marriage and sexuality and all that stuff, this is all a part of God preparing us to help him run the world right for the first time.
Oh, we're in executive training school or some shit like that.
Yeah, like I said,
that's bonkers.
It's some weird fucking job interview.
Oh, fuck off. That's stupid.
How is that attractive?
That sucks. God, this is what all your bullshit's about?
It gets worse. God's gonna fucking put you to work and make you like an admin.
Oh, fuck you.
We're back. Oh, we gotta go right now. Ryan's at RatedRComedy.com or at RatedRComedy on all the social medias.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
K-Voice is next. Have a great fucking weekend, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.